Well, winding it down to our last segment this morning and hearkening back to our introduction, yes, here we are in the middle of May, which is Foster Care Month, and we're celebrating all of the heroes here in Connecticut and within the sounds of our voices who have stepped up to become foster parents. Certainly, there are thousands of young people here in Connecticut, and especially in Western Connecticut, and especially those in sort of the adolescent teen years who really need to lean on beautiful people like our listeners to consider becoming foster care people and to bring one or more of these young people into their caring homes so that they can begin their next chapter in life. We're going to talk with the senior foster care specialist at Wheeler Foster Program, Allison Cascahino. We're going to pick up that conversation right after we remind you about another kind of related matter, and that is sending out an invitation to expectant parents, new parents, and their families and caregivers. You can get a good feel for the area's maternity and child care resources from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, May 30th at Griffin Health's annual Baby Fair. It's sponsored by Safe Kids Greater Naugatuck Valley, and it's held at the Childbirth Center at Griffin Hospital in Derby. It's a free event, and it features many exhibitors, special offers, discounts, raffles, door prizes, and tours of the Childbirth Center, as well as information about the center's classes and support groups for before and after childbirth. If you'd like more information about the Childbirth Center at Griffin Hospital or their upcoming parent fair on May 30th, you can go to griffinhealth.org/baby. Okay, Allison, thanks for joining us on the program this morning.
Thanks so much, John, for having us.
As I indicated before we turned on the microphone, and regular listeners are familiar with, as an adopted individual, the concept of being taken into a home is near and dear to my heart, and it really is at the top of my mind every day how many young people, especially those in that influential adolescent and teen period who really could benefit from a loving foster environment. And but this program is really both to celebrate those who have already stepped up, but even more so, and I think those who have stepped up would agree, the job now is making sure that folks realize that it doesn't take some special college degree or life training or even a unique personality to become a foster parent. Almost anyone can do it, and many folks who thought they couldn't are really great at it, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that. You're right. Anybody who has room in their home and in their heart is welcome and encouraged to step up to be a foster parent. There's a huge need in the state of Connecticut and nationwide. There's a shortage across the United States of loving foster homes. In Connecticut, on any given day, there's 3,800 children in the foster care system, and hundreds of those children don't have a permanent place to call home. So we need people who have, again, room in their homes. They don't have to own a home. They could rent. They could live in an apartment, a condo, as long as there's a bedroom identified for a foster child. And we encourage foster parents of all walks of life, races, ethnicities, gender identity, age. We encourage anybody who's interested and getting more information to reach out to Wheeler. I'm always happy to have a conversation.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter where they live. They can gain Wheeler resources. Although, there is a spectacular network of agencies and nonprofits here in Connecticut who are all working toward adoption and foster initiatives. So, where somebody may be listening, there may be an agency that's more in their own neighborhood, right?
Correct. Yes. So Wheeler and several other agencies, foster care agencies, partner with the Department of Children and Families to help place children in foster homes. So Wheeler's main location that we work within is in the Waterbury community and their surrounding towns of Beacon Falls, Middlebury, Naugatuck, Oxford, Southbury, Woolkit, Woodbury, Prospect. But if someone is further away from our catchment area, we're happy to refer them and connect them with one of our partner agencies or, of course, the Department of Children and Families.
Sure. And of course, also if people want to, if they hear the program and it's early in the morning and they're doing other things, but they hear something that sparks their interest, they could always call 211 and inquire about the agency closest to them that could provide them with foster care information. So always a great idea to plug our friends at United Way and 211 and Info Line. So I understand that here in your catchment area, in the greater Waterbury area, we've got a real preponderance of these adolescents and teens. Can you talk a little bit about when you're specifically chatting with someone who's expressing interest in becoming a foster parent, how do you segment that kind of intake and counseling around the unique age and personalities and demands and pleasures of being a foster parent to a child in this age range?
Yeah, so our children are typically 6 to 17 years old, and they do have some therapeutic needs that we support with our wonderful program. It's called FFT, or Functional Family Therapy, and it's an in-home model that provides family therapy to the whole foster family, including the child, to support that child being in your home. And what that looks like is a therapist and a case manager come out to your home on a weekly basis to provide that support, work through any adjustment issues anybody might be having, and just, again, that added support that we provide to our families. In addition to that, we also have a helpline within Wheeler, within our foster care program, that is available 24/7. A foster parent could be, you know, struggling with some issue with their child at midnight on Christmas, and we will be a live person on the phone to help them through that. They just need to reach out and call. And we also partner with the Department of Children and Families, who provides a generous daily stipend to our foster parents to help offset any additional costs that a child, you know, another person coming into your home might have. Mm-hmm. So food, clothing, shelter, and then all our children are also covered medically by the state.
And those who find that this is their calling can actually partner with your agency to become a licensed therapeutic foster provider.
Yes, absolutely. From start to finish, people can reach out to me or one of my wonderful colleagues, and we're happy to have a conversation. So we'll take you right from initial phone call all the way up to licensing and placement, and then the permanency of that child. So if a foster parent comes forward and wants to foster short term, we'll help you and support you through that. But if a foster parent comes forward with the intention and the want to adopt a child, we also do that as well. So there's a wide variety of ways that a family can step up and help a child, and we'll walk you through every step of that process. Mm.
There's also a respite care option, which I'm not familiar with. What is that all about?
So we actually, you know, like I said before, we have a shortage of foster homes in general, but respite homes are actually a great need that we have as well. So you're a foster parent for other foster parents. So say a foster family has a child placed in their home and they have to go out of town suddenly and they don't want to take the child out of school. we will identify a respite foster home to take in that child short term for a night, a week, a weekend, and then that child returns to their original foster home. So we need maybe even stay at home foster parents, or foster parents that work from home, or who are retired, empty nesters, who have some availability during the day for, you know, kids when they have school vacations or school breaks. Mm. So we need some daytime care providers, and that would be considered a respite or a short-term care.
So if people are calling, obviously just to explore the idea, that's one thing. If someone has done their due diligence and has made the decision in the last minute or two that we have, can you just very briefly let them know what kind of things they need to be prepared for to go through the onboarding procedure so that they approach their new foster chapter with eyes wide open?
Sure. Yeah. So regardless of what type of foster care you're stepping up to do, whether it's short term, whether it's respite, whether it's long term, whether it's adoption, the training, the licensing, the process is the same at start. So they come forward, you can apply online within Wheeler. Myself or one of my colleagues will reach out to you directly to do a brief phone interview. Then we'll get you set up with an online training, or actually it's a hybrid training. Mm-hmm. So most of it is done online, in a live classroom, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then, we have a few in-person sessions. Okay. And once you complete the training, and the training is compiled of about 30 hours, and then we roll you into the licensing process, which, again, can all be done online through our wonderful online portal that we utilize. And once you go through the licensing process, which is completing some paperwork, Wheeler will conduct background checks on foster parents and anybody in the home mm-hmm. over the age of 18. And then we go ahead and you receive your license once all the background checks clear, and we write what's called a home study. Right. So it's just an in-depth interview with the foster family.
And then the magic happens for
And
we start chipping away at that almost inconceivable number of 3,800 young people, roughly between the ages of 6 and 17, who currently need you out there to consider being part of the Wheeler foster care programs. We want to send great appreciation out to all the folks at Wheeler and all the agencies that deal with foster and adoption transitions, training, and such. Allison Cassino is the senior foster care specialist for Wheeler Foster Program. Your journey with Wheeler gets started at wheelerhealth.org. And we hope you'll mention that you learned about being a foster parent on our program here. Allison, great to talk with you. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and best of luck. We will continue to try to put you guys out of business and get all these foster kids placed. It is incredible work, and we're so proud to be your partner. Thank you so much.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at